It represents a miscarriage of justice. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. That's the reaction from the attorney for Alec Baldwin after a prosecutor in New Mexico filed charges against him and a weapons specialist after the death of a crew member on a movie set.
The DA in Santa Fe, New Mexico, charged Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez-Reed with involuntary manslaughter. Gutierrez-Reed was the armorer on the film set Rust in the fall of 2021. Baldwin said he was practicing with a revolver when he pulled the trigger, accidentally killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's attorney said in a statement, though, the actor had no reason to believe there was a real bullet in the gun or anywhere on set. But Special Prosecutor Andrea Reed told Fox News co-host of The Five, Judge Jeanine Pirro, that even before the shooting,
there are a couple accidental discharges. There was a lot of safety concerns that were brought to the attention of management, and he did nothing about it.
And she says Baldwin was a producer for this film. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed's lawyer says he believes Hannah will be exonerated. President Biden again saying his team did what they were supposed to do when classified documents were found in his former office and his Delaware home.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do.
Last week, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Robert Hur, a former Maryland U.S. attorney, to serve as special counsel to oversee the Justice Department's inquiry into the documents. A small plane that was traveling from New York's John F. Kennedy Airport to Ohio with three people on board has reportedly crashed on approach to a smaller airport about 39 miles north of JFK in suburban Westchester County. An FAA spokeswoman says the pilot reported engine trouble before it lost radio contact with the tower at Westchester County Airport. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two brothers have been jailed in Sweden, found guilty of spying for Russia.
Heyman and Payam Kia spent a decade passing on key documents from the Swedish Security Service to Russian military intelligence, the GRU. The two brothers, born in Iran, worked for various branches of Swedish intelligence. Their crimes are said to be so damaging because they even compiled a list of every employee of the foreign intelligence body, SAPO. The motive, said the court, was money. Payman Kia has been sentenced to life in jail, his brother Payam to 9 years and 10 months. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The legal cannabis business in New York City is facing pushback over marketing that some say could appeal to kids. Gummies and other products that are flavored are coming under scrutiny as the number of smoke shops illegally selling cannabis products in the city has also risen. New York has banned the marketing and advertising of cannabis that's aimed at minors. The new head of cryptocurrency firm FTX has given his first public interview since taking over.
New FTX chief John J. Ray III speaking in an interview for the first time since taking over, telling the Wall Street Journal he's open to the idea of rebooting operations at the bankrupt crypto exchange as he works to return money to the failed company's customers and creditors. Also that he's set up a task force to explore restarting FTX.com, explaining while its top executives executives have been accused of criminal misconduct. Some customers have praised its technology and suggested there'd be value in rebooting the platform. Ray is best known for leading Enron during its bankruptcy and recovering more than $828 million for its creditors.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Prince Harry's book Spare has sold more than 3.2 million copies worldwide after just 1 week of publication. That's according to publisher Penguin Random House. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.